We magnify you, and I thank you, Father God, for your power that's at work here in this church and in our lives and in those, Father God, that will allow you to work in their lives. All we want to do today, Father God, is acknowledge and honor you and worship you and praise you, Father. In the name of Jesus, everybody said, amen, amen. I'm going to read this morning from Psalm. I got to think, you know, what is the last scripture I want to read the last Sunday morning of 2015? I'm going to read Psalm 103 out of the Message Bible, and I want you to listen as we talking about praising God and just honoring him today. And it says, oh, my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. Are you with me, church? Oh, my soul, bless God. And don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, every one. He heals your diseases, every one. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. Come on. You're always young in his presence. God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. You know, in the Lord, a Christian should not be a victim. And you should not have a victim mentality. But there are those who do. Because we are not victims. He puts victims back on their feet. He showed Moses how he went about his work. He opened up his plans to all of Israel. God is sheer mercy and grace. Come on now. Not easily angered, he's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold nor hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. Where would we be today, church, if when we got up this morning, what was hitting us in the face was our sins? Glory to God. Come on, give him a thank you for delivering us. But as far as the sun rises from the sunset, he has separated us from our sins. As parents feel for their children, God feels for those who fear him. He knows us inside and out. He keeps in mind that we're made of mud. Men and women don't live very long, like wildflowers that spring up and blossom. But a storm snuffs them out just as quickly, leaving nothing to show they were here. God's love, though, is ever and always eternally present to all who fear him, making everything right for them and their children as they follow his covenant ways and remember to do whatever he said. God has set his throne in heaven. He rules over us all. He's the king. So bless God, you angels, ready and able to fly at his bidding, quick to hear and do what he says. Bless God, all you armies of angels, alert to respond to whatever he wills. Bless God, all creatures, wherever you are, everything and everyone made by God. And you, oh my soul, bless God. What's it all about today? It's bless God. It doesn't matter what it looked like. Amen? Come on, lift your hands in the air. Father God, we choose today. We want to bless you. We want to honor you in everything, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen.
Is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one, your mighty words. beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see how marvelous, how wonderful you are. Nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You've opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. And nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
Because there are some things going on in families this morning, and I want you to, as you look around and see where someone normally sits, pray for them, okay? And you know, somebody's miracle is in this house this morning. I reach out, you know, you say, well, you know, it's wonderful if you don't need a miracle, but if you need a miracle, it's here today. All he's looking for is for somebody to believe in church. That's all he's looking for. Amen. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. And I will praise Him, for He has set me free. Praise Him, He brings the victory. I will praise Him, 'cause He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. Come on. One time in my life that I didn't know the Lord, and I remember that feeling, knowing, you know what, I don't have to be afraid, I don't have to worry about when I die. I belong to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Here we go now. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. And I will praise Him, for He has set me free. Praise Him, He brings the victory. I will praise Him, for He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. And I will praise Him,
for he has set me free. Praise him, he brings the victory. I will praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. He gives our voice a shout in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. You're so awesome. You're so mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you that we can look at the gloom and the doom, or we can look at the cross, and we look at the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit this morning as we came to receive. And we choose, Father, to do that today. You shout to the Lord this morning and just say that name, Jesus. Come on now.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord.
Comfort, you're my shelter.
You know, I was working on the bulletin yesterday afternoon, and I'm always, you know, I always pray, Lord, you know, I don't want to just put stuff in there just to have filler. But I was thinking about, you know, Christmas was Friday. And even though I look forward, you know, at right after Thanksgiving, I like to put up my what little decorations I do, you know, we do. And but come December 26th, honey, I am ready to get that stuff down. I'm ready to put it all away, and I want my normal back. And as I was thinking about that, the thought came to me, but you know, while I might put, quote, Christmas away, the tradition, I don't put Jesus away. You know, I keep him out, all right? And he rules and reigns in my life. I may get rid of the, just put away the traditions for a while, the fun stuff, but I don't put him away. Amen. We don't put Jesus away. I thank God for what he's done in my life, that there came a point in my time, my life, that I bowed my knees and I gave myself to him. But then I'm also thankful for that time in my life when he filled me with the Holy Spirit. And then when I found out that I don't have to worry, that every day is brand new, that I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I've been redeemed. I've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness and put into the kingdom of light. Amen. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we're free in here today. But it wasn't always like that. Seems like all I can see was the struggle. I was haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. I was bound up in shackles of all my failures. I could see them every day. And I was wondering, how long is this gonna last? But then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. All my life I felt unworthy. My shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head, I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You said redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. You know I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. And I want to encourage you, church. You know, for so long, some of us, we sat under teaching about salvation, and yet we still felt unworthy. Still never felt like we could ask God or believe God to do things. We didn't understand His grace, and we didn't really understand what all He had done. But you know, by that being in the past, that's why we encourage you to watch what you listen to. Just because somebody comes on TV or comes on the radio and they're preaching, it doesn't mean it's something you need to listen to. Because just as sure as you listen to somebody, He'll pull back in your mind some of that stuff you used to listen to, and you'll, next thing you know, you're getting that condemnation on you again. You're getting that unworthiness on you again, and you're feeling like shame again. Why? Because they're preaching it on you. And I encourage you, in 2016, be watchful who you listen to. Be watchful who you share things with, because they'll try to talk you out of it. You know, make sure if you want to share something good with somebody that'll believe with you, you call up somebody that you know is going to say, praise the Lord, that's right, you got it, I believe with you. Because when you will let, if you don't watch it, you'll let people talk you out of it. Now, we've got a generation here in this church that all they know is grace. All that they know, they understand. So, but they still have to watch what they hear, because that stuff is like, it's like germs. It'll get inside you, and it'll build up an infection again. And I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm just telling you, 2016, let it be a time that you really watch what you hear. Get a good message on TV. Call us up. You say, who do I need to watch? Do I need to watch so-and-so? I may not have heard of him, but I may have. Call somebody that you trust and say, well, I've been listening to so-and-so. Make sure that what's going in is going to be confirmed in your spirit, that when you walk away from there, you're going to be free. Amen. You know, you can sit down. We're going to take up our offering now. I don't know why. I guess sharing my heart today. I know I may have shared this before. I can remember going to a service. Wonderful people. Love the Lord. I mean, marvelous people. They love the Lord. But when that service started, everything in me started cringing. Because the unworthiness they were putting on me in their songs and in their preaching, it was like the struggle, they were putting struggles on me again, you know. And I thought, hallelujah. But Father God, I just thank you for your power. I thank you for faithfulness in these people to give. Lord God, but as people are faithful, Father God, so are you faithful, that you're going to take care of every need in their lives. It may be money, it may be healing, whatever it is, Father God, because you see their heart. And you said you would restore. There's some relationships that need to be, there's some families that need to be restored. I thank you, Father God, for restoring families, for restoring relationships, for healing people's bodies, for supplying all their financial needs and all their emotional needs. All of that's in your plan. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, ushers. praise and worship team.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just want to give a little honor this morning to a lady here that is quite a lady. I've known her for 47 years. Well, I've known her longer than that. I've known her for 60-some years. And she talked a little while ago about the time when she felt the need to give her life to the Lord. And I think she was about 12 years old. And since that time, I don't ever remember knowing anything about her that she's done that compromised her commitment to the Lord. Vern Relford, I love you. I'm ready to spend another year with you. One year at a time. But on the way to church this morning, we were talking, reminiscing about things. And of course, we knew that some of the praise and worship team put their names on there. Mary and Ricardo was just both up under the weather this morning. And I told Laverne, I said, you don't have to worry about whether there's a lack of praise and worship there or not. Doesn't depend on that. I said, do you remember? And I know Miss Phyllis can remember it. When it was me and Laverne and her 12-string guitar. And that was it. And you know what? God still showed up, didn't he? Yeah. God's what makes things beautiful. Not how hard we try. But it's all God. Here, now I'll give this to you.
We have a prayer request. We had some, I'll read the ones that are on here now, but Ralph Coffey, and Cole Lawson, and John Waits, and Pat Wheeler called and wanted prayer for her. And I don't know, some of you knew Elizabeth Foy. She had a stroke last week. She's went home and had to go back, but they found out she has battled RA for several years. And it had gotten worse, too. So, but she's trusting the Lord for a complete recovery, and they were trying to tell her they were just going to have to put her on some extremely strong pain medication. And she was refusing it because she says, you know, you can't minister. You can't teach the word. You can't preach when you're under stuff. And, you know, all those times she and Brother Ray have come and they've ministered, she was battling it then. But, you know, she just You just keep going. You just keep doing, trusting God for your recovery, for strength. And you never know what somebody inwardly is struggling with. Because you know what? Our trust is in the Lord, isn't it? So I want you to lift her up, and Ricardo and Miriam, and then, oh yes, and one of Jan's twin grandsons is in the Somerset Hospital. That lung thing that babies get, the RSV, and then he developed into pneumonia. And then the other twin was home. Jan was keeping that baby with bronchitis and an ear infection. So they're going through it. And I want us to pray for Mr. Edwin, too, Mr. Edwin Jackson. If you have some more prayer requests, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we just come before you now and just thanking God for who you are, for your provision, for your love. Lord, we praise you as we lift up these names, Father God. We believe they're already saved in the name of Jesus, already healed and already delivered. And I just pray, Father, that the word of faith will come to them, that if they're lost, if they don't know you, that somebody with the message of the gospel will come and open up their eyes, Father God. And, Lord, the cancer is nothing to you. It's cursed in Jesus' name. Pneumonia is cursed in Jesus' name. This RSV or whatever it is, Father God, in that baby's lungs, he's set free in Jesus' name. Lord, I know you didn't bring those babies into the world for them to die. It's your purpose for them to have a long life and an abundant life. And we speak that over them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And I pray that their parents will see the faithfulness and your love and your mercy and your healing, even as you're touching these babies. Lord, I thank you for each one that's in this service today. Lord, we've just been through times with family. And I just pray, Father God, that we've all been the kind of influence we needed to be. Father, that we just showed your love because that's what the world needs. Thank you for Jerry. I thank you for continuing Jerry's recovery, Father God, that you make him strong. The joy of the Lord is his strength. Thank you for the rest of this service, Lord God. I pray for the word that's coming forth from Pastor Shirley and for the many blessings that you're going to give everybody to this day, today, in Jesus' name, amen. I have an announcement to make. In the red room, there is a table with, they've been cleaning out the hospitality room, and there's a table of free stuff. You might can use it in your house.
It's in the back.
It's in the back next to the red chairs. It's just as you go in the door from the hallway here. And sometime before you leave after service, go in there and look and see if there's anything you'd like to keep. It's stuff, it's just things that we won't need anymore and don't use anymore, and trying to make room for, you know, every year you get new stuff. We got to make room for the new stuff. So if you'll go back there and make yourself available. And enjoy this week. And be looking forward to coming back next Sunday, the first Sunday of 2016. And I think Pastor said in the bulletin what our theme's going to be. It's what was it? I'd have to see a bulletin. There is much to be seen in 2016 if you want it. It's up to you. Okay. I'm going to dismiss the classes, and I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Shirley.